This is Kingpins, a Parcast original. I'm Alastair.
And I'm Kate. Every day in May, we're featuring a quote by an iconic crime figure, teaching us, in their own words, what it takes to survive in the underworld.
Today's quote is from Sam Giancana, the mafia boss who controlled the Chicago outfit from the 1940s to the 1960s.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
As one of the most powerful mafiosos in the nation, Giancana was a prime target of Attorney General Robert Kennedy's crusade against organized crime. When John F. Kennedy was assassinated, many suspected mafia involvement. In fact, Giancana's brother wrote a memoir that quotes Sam as saying, "We took care of Kennedy."
Sam Giancana started his life of crime early, running in gangs on the streets of Chicago as a young teen in the 1920s. He took to leadership quickly, and he soon led his own gang of young thugs called the 42s, a name reportedly based on Ali Baba and his 40 thieves.
Under Giancana's leadership, the 42s got up to all manner of criminal mischief. They primarily served as low-level operatives for the Chicago outfit, led by Al Capone and Johnny Torrio at the time.
By the age of 20, Giancana had been recruited by the Chicago outfit and promoted to Trigger Man. He was suspected of assassinating three different people for the mafia, but there was never enough evidence to prosecute him.
Instead, Giancana was left to roam the streets, where he steadily climbed the ranks in the criminal underworld. He made one of his most substantial contributions to the mob in the early 1940s, when he set his sights on the numbers rackets, or lotteries, running in Chicago's black neighborhood.
Giancana staged a violent, hostile takeover of all these gambling operations, increasing the mob's income by the millions.
And by the 1950s, Giancana took control of the entire Chicago outfit. Under his control, the outfit expanded its operations past the confines of Chicago, becoming a truly national criminal enterprise.
He couldn't have done it without friends in high places. When John F. Kennedy was on the ballot in the 1960 presidential election, Giancana was suspected of stuffing the Chicago ballots to put Kennedy in office.
As JFK's father had strong ties to organized crime, many mafiosos believed Kennedy would be the mafia's best candidate for president. At first, this seemed to be the case. Reportedly, the CIA and mafiosos both began teaming up with the new President Kennedy to plot the assassination of Fidel Castro, their mutual enemy.
However, after the disastrous Bay of Pigs invasion, this fragile peace was over. Then the Attorney General, JFK's brother, Robert F. Kennedy, began his crusade against organized crime, putting pressure on crime bosses all over the nation, especially Jimmy Hoffa and Sam Giancana.
It became clear that Kennedy was never the advocate for organized crime that the mafia suspected he would be. As such, they began planning to dispose of their problem in the typical way: murder.
On November 22, 1963, John F. Kennedy was shot down in Dallas, Texas, shocking the world.
Officially, the government declared that JFK was murdered by Lee Harvey Oswald, who acted alone. However, Oswald himself was killed 2 days later, before he could explain his motives.
All sorts of conspiracy theories sprung up around Oswald. Perhaps most interestingly was the theory that he had been hired by the mob.
Those connected to the mob often heard whispers, mafiosos claiming to have whacked Kennedy themselves. The most substantial of these whispers came from Sam Giancana, whose brother claims he said, "We took care of Kennedy. The hit in Dallas was just like any other operation we'd worked on in the past."
Those words have fueled speculation for decades, especially since they come from one of the most powerful mafiosos of the time. Yet sadly, nobody has ever been able to prove mafia involvement in JFK's death.
Giancana himself can neither confirm nor deny these words. On June 19, 1975, he was shot in the back of the head while cooking in his basement. Ironically, Giancana's assassin has never been identified either. If Giancana was responsible for Kennedy's death, it seems only fitting that he died in the same way.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another quote.
You can find more episodes of Kingpins for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.